This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Satyendra Ahuja joins me live in studio. He is a member of Charlottesville City Council and a former staffer in City Hall, at one time Director of Planning, then Director of Planning and Community Development, and then Director of Strategic Planning, a long history with Charlottesville. That I think now is in its fourth decade here as a public.
37 years.
And now, of course, like I said, elected to Charlottesville City Council. Want to talk, like I said before we went on the air, we'll just roam the landscape of current topics and open up the phone lines at 977-1070 for Charlottesville City Councilor Satyendra Ahuja. First thing I have to ask you, something that I have researched and written the history of and have written about many times, and that you were familiar with, got to know very quickly right when you got here, is the Meadow Creek Parkway. And I've always wanted to ask you, why is it that you support the Meadow Creek Parkway? Because you've been very public with saying that, you know, I think
well,
we need this road.
It makes good sense. If it gives a good access to downtown, it gives a good access to avoids traffic from a neighborhood street. For example, right now, the traffic is going on Park Street, and it will channel to Rye Road and McIntyre Road extension. So it makes sense. It provides good access.
Yeah.
And we need good access to get, you know, there's no point in having a good place if you can't get there.
Now, the Army Corps of Engineers hasn't signed off on it yet because VDOT is telling them that the road ends in the park and doesn't connect to 250 and McIntyre Road. What's your whole thoughts on this? Some folks are saying there's going to be a legal case in the future and people are going to sue.
Well,
and
there are two projects. One is the interchange, one is the road itself. And of course, they're very much interlinked, so they work together. But the reason there are two projects are separate projects because they're funded differently. And that's why they're two. Otherwise, actually, they're one thing together.
So, yeah, because you can't use federal money to support a road through a park.
Well, I'm not sure there's a reason why this was done, but it was funded by state funds.
Right. And I guess the people who object to the Meadow Creek Parkway say that federal money is used to build the interchange, and you couldn't have the road without the interchange. The city has said for years now.
Well, you could have a road without interchange. You could come directly under.
But I mean, the city has said that they wouldn't support the road through the park unless they had a grade-separated interchange, because if there was just a four-way stop there, it would be...
I'm not one of those people. I don't think the interchange is absolutely necessary, personally.
So you haven't supported that. Let me ask you about water, because you've obviously worked on that issue for quite some time as well. And
in Charlottesville, we work on every issue for a long time.
Yeah, you do, I bet. Because they don't go away, do they?
They come in next reincarnation.
Yeah, and feel free to talk at length about this. I'm just, okay. What are your views on this? I've talked about it, talked my listeners' ears off about water, because I think it's very important subject.
Water is one of the basic necessities of a community. And you want to plan ahead, you want to think ahead, you want to make sure that you're protected. You know, there's not something that you can do in 2 or 3 years. You have to think 50 years ahead. People who were before us, they plan and have a reservoir and treatment facilities, which you are taking benefit of right now. We need to think also like that, 50, 60 years ahead of time. And you want to make sure there's enough water for them.
And so you support but you voted to support Dave Norris's plan to include dredging as part of the water supply.
Well, I think it is important to do dredging because that is part of our water, should be part of our water plan improvement. Because when you already have a water body, water storage body, why not use it? And instead of letting it all filled up with silt, so it provides you more capacity.
So you don't then endorse the 2006 plan, which called to basically abandon the existing the South Fork Reservoir.
I have little variations from that, let's say that way. I agree with the generally plan, overall plan, I agree with it, except the dredging part.
Right. Now, some have said, I'm one of them, that says that the 2006 plan is basically a plan that would benefit growth and development and is a gift to developers that we're being asked to subsidize, and that they are, in a sense, socializing the investment and then privatizing the profit, asking people in the city who pay you know, to who buy their water to pay increased rates to support growth in the county.
I think it is wrong information, because we are not going to be supporting growth in county. It's county who will be supporting that. County will have to be paid for the development of the water system, which is needed for growth, because we will be paying for the maintenance of the system and not of growth of the system. Because we don't need more water, other than for a little bit of water for University of Virginia.
Yeah, and that's an important point to make, that right now the city is, this whole plan comes not from the city's desire to have more water. The city has plenty of water.
Well, it has, but we need a little more for the UVA growth and some of our own growth.
Yeah.
So, but bulk of the growth is in the county, and the water and bulk of the payment for this plan will also be done by the county.
We're talking with Satyendra Ahuja. He's a member of Charlottesville City Council, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Let me ask you, let's back up a little minute. Tell me, by your accent, I take it that you weren't born and raised in Fluvanna County. Now, where are you from, and when did you come?
I thought I had a very good Virginia accent by now. Don't you think I have a Virginia accent?
No, I don't.
No, I can't believe that, Coy, after 37 years.
So where are you
from? I was born in what is now Pakistan, but originally it was India. But I've been in this country for about 50 years, but your accent stays with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But my brain is still working good.
Now, where did you study and how did you get into...
I went to school at Cornell and Michigan State, and then I came to Charlottesville from Portsmouth, Virginia. I worked in Rochester, New York, and then in Portsmouth, Virginia, and then in Charlottesville for the last 37 years.
Yeah. And tell me about the Charlottesville that you came to 37 years ago was right in the middle of a debate about whether or not they wanted to close their main street and create a pedestrian mall.
Yeah, they were talking about a pedestrian mall on the main street. The idea of pedestrian mall is not a new idea. It is a very old idea. I was brought up in a town where the main name of the main street was a mall, and no cars were allowed. So it's not a new idea. I didn't come up with the idea. You know, the idea has been there for a long time. It's just that I was a supporter of it, and I promoted to see that it gets done.
Yeah, and you were there. I know when I teach my local history class, I show old TV footage of some of these city council meetings and these public hearings that were held. It was a very controversial idea in the city, and you're actually sitting in some of those scenes. You're sitting in there watching the debates take place. What was your take on it then? And now, years later, with a successful mall.
Well, you know, change is difficult for anybody. And people are used to having a car in front of their business, and then somebody comes and tells them, well, you won't have that. So they're concerned. But I think in the long run, it turned out to be that they have more customers now than they had then, because they're more pedestrian, you know.
Yeah. You would say that this, looking back, the city made the right decision.
I think we did make a very good decision, and it was a community decision. And I think the council at that time was very bold and willing to take the risk for the future of our community.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good risk.
We're talking with Satyendra Ahuja, and just interestingly, I think it's important to point out that the idea of creating the pedestrian mall actually came from the Chamber of Commerce. Some people now assume that this was cooked up in City Hall and had to be forced on a lot of the business interests downtown, when in fact it was very much the opposite. It came out of the Chamber of Commerce and was brought to city staff and encouraged city council to pursue this.
Well, the Chamber wanted improvements in downtown area, and then we had a consultant, Lawrence Helper and Associate, and they suggested the idea of a mall, and then which we promoted.
We're talking with Satyendra Ahuja, and Greg is with us in Albemarle County. Greg, you're on the program. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Ahuja? I've lived here all my life, just about two, since I was 10, and I've seen you quite often. I have a question about the EPA. They're going to mandate that we improve our water and sewer infrastructures in the city and the county and a lot of other things, and also, you know, with the health care bill, you know, the state's going to have more expenses with Medicaid. I just feel like our property taxes are going to shoot way up with all these things coming down. And would it be prudent to ask the EPA to slow down a bit and spread that infrastructure redoing over a longer period so localities could afford it? And do you think that a western bypass would be better than places 29, and I'm just going to sign off and listen.
Greg, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Two topics there, the recent announcement of the EPA and the cost to localities for that, and the ongoing controversy, really, which become a controversial subject of the bypass.
There are new concerns about EPA regulations about water quality and drainage. And that is a new regulation which is coming up, going to affect all the localities in Virginia, including Charlottesville and Alvernia County. And it will mean a lot of expenditures in capital expenditures, infrastructure. We are hoping that the state will put up some money and the federal government will put up some money to help out. Otherwise, it will be a very expensive venture.
Yeah. What about the Western Bypass? Now you've...
Well, you know, I have always supported Western Bypass. I know not a popular topic, but it is now probably too late to do much about it.
But you have supported it.
Yes,
yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Because I think it will provide some necessary improvements in the county. We don't want to bear all the traffic of the county and the city.
It's interesting to point out, and I like doing so, that the county, a lot of folks in the county interests, helped to kill the Western Bypass with the argument.
They also approved initially the idea of Western Bypass.
So they approved it and then changed their mind. Yeah. Why is it? What changed their mind?
Well, I think some people who are powerful people in that part of the county didn't want to affect their properties. That's why.
Yeah. One of the arguments they used was that they didn't want a major highway going near their water supply. And now they're advocating for a plan that calls for the water supply to be down by Interstate 64, even under Interstate 64.
That, I think, is not a very good argument because almost most reservoir and water supply have highways going by just to get through there. The example is Newport News. You go there, their water reservoir.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see a Western Bypass around Charlottesville?
I doubt it very much at this time.
Yeah.
Not in my lifetime, anyway.
Let's rejoin our conversation with Satyendra Hooja. He is a member of the Charlottesville City Council. Remind me again what year you got here working for the city.
I came here in 1973 as a planning director for the city of Charlottesville.
And I remember you telling me one time, years ago, that one of the first things that you did when you got here was to plant trees. The city planted trees on
what
West Main Street.
What happened was there were very few trees left in the city because they've been destroyed and killed. As you know, it takes 30 minutes to cut down a good tree and 30 years to grow one. So I planted in 1980, I think, I planted some trees on West Main Street. There were no trees, and maybe one or two trees. And so now if you can go and look at now, they look like very large trees, and they are large trees. They're 30-year-old trees. And the trees add a great deal to the beauty as well as the quality of environment in our community.
Did you get any pushback on that? I'm just wondering.
Yes.
Or did you? What happened when this new employee in City Hall said, I think we need to plant trees on Main Street?
Well, our Parks Department said, well, we'll have to maintain them. Who will provide the money for that? You know, they were worried about maintenance of it. And then they were worried that the limbs will fall down on buildings and hurt somebody. You know, instead of, you know, when you have trees in your community, you can't imagine Charlottesville without trees or flowers. It'll be not Charlottesville. It'll be just a pretty dreary place. And that add quality of life, beauty, and pure air.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a nice community.
Now, I have to ask you, though, because you're talking like somebody who would not support a big road going through a historic park. And yet you do support the Meadow Creek Parkway through this historic park, which was a gift to the city to keep trees in the city.
Part of the, you know, every city has a need to balance our needs, and access where it is going to go through, it is going to go next to the creek, not destroying the creek. Creek will still be there, but most is open area. There used to be a railroad corridor right through the McIntyre Park. It still is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is not that parks do not have transportation alleys, and this is not any different.
We're talking with Satyendra Hooja, a member of Charlottesville City Council. Now, a lot of your work when you were a staff member at City Hall dealt with neighborhoods. And I'd like to hear your thoughts about where you think Charlottesville is now. This you've always sort of approached this as a patchwork of neighborhoods that make up the community. And yet, you know, the elephant in the room is the fact that one out of four people that live in these neighborhoods live in poverty, and that there's a lot more working poor beyond that 1 in 4, beyond the 25%.
You know, neighborhoods are the building blocks of any community, and they need to be preserved and enhanced and maintained. And the quality of neighborhood, and I think we have tried to do that. As you may remember, we worked on Star Hill neighborhood, 10th and Page neighborhood, and Belmont neighborhood to try to see how we can improve those things. And then we also worked on Fifeville. But as quality of neighborhood is very important for the family life. It's important for the businesses so that you can, you know, strength of our community lies in the strength of our neighborhoods. So we need to spend much more money on our improvements in neighborhoods than we have been able to so far.
Now, I want you to talk about something that you actually introduced to me years ago. This is back in the mid-90s. And I remember you, when you first spoke about a traffic circle down in front of what's now the county office building, the old Lane High School, at the intersection of McIntyre Road and Preston, and as it goes up to Market Street.
You know,
you had proposed, as a member of a staff member in City Hall, putting a big traffic circle there, which I instantly got. I mean, the light bulb went on. And to this day here, you know, 15 years later, I am a huge proponent of traffic circles. And it, to me, it just makes all the sense in the world. And I'm wondering why we haven't seen that yet. Good. We haven't seen that traffic circle revolution in Charlottesville, arguably a very progressive city. And yet we still have these traffic lights everywhere, which are right out of the 50s.
I think the mindset of the people has not changed quite a bit. You know, traffic circle on the intersection of Preston and McIntyre would be an ideal situation in my mind, because traffic circles, as you know, you can move more traffic. You have environmentally more sensitive cars not sitting there waiting there and polluting the environment. And it is once you get used to them, they're very easy, very fast and quick.
And they're actually much safer for pedestrians.
Much safer for pedestrians, much safer for the cars, and more traffic moves through them. I had proposed one on McIntyre and Rio, McIntyre and Preston, and one at the end of Preston. And unfortunately, at that time, the council was not willing to support that.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll come back in the next reincarnation.
Well, see, here's what I'm hoping. That you, now that you're on city council, that you can introduce that idea, and that at the very least, we could have a conversation as a community about the value of these traffic circles. And maybe pick out some smaller intersections, not necessarily the big ones, but some smaller intersections where we can try it and start to get people used to them, because they absolutely, once you study them, you realize that it just makes all the sense in the world.
Now, as you may remember, one of them has just been built next to the airport, and it works quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we can introduce some in our city also. And there are at least 3 or 4 places I can think of.
And they're out at Old Trail. They're part of Old Trail Village, the planning.
For example, the McIntyre and Preston would be an ideal spot for a traffic circle, even though there are a number of streets coming in there.
Yeah. Well, you introduce it, and I'll be happy to come down and
Look
and speak to the city council, and,
like
they care what I say, and tell you that this
they
is...
They do care about what you say.
It's definitely time, though, don't you think? I mean, it's definitely time for Charlottesville to take the lead on this.
It'll be improvement in our traffic than what we have now. You know, there are so many traffic lights, street lights.
Yeah. Well, and just think about the power that it takes to run these traffic lights, the pollution of the cars that are sitting at the traffic lights. It seems like every few weeks we hear about a pedestrian being hit. Pedestrian safety, pedestrians are much safer with traffic circles than they are with traffic lights.
I think you should come to speak to city council.
Every angle here, it just makes sense to me. Satyendra Ahuja, he's a member of Charlottesville City Council. I want to thank you for spending a few moments with us. I've really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.